Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. I'm stepping in here for a few minutes. I got to take a nap because I got a DJ tonight, late tonight. But I just wanted to step in, and I was just prompted. I just got out of the shower. I always get inspiration when I get out of the shower. I get movie ideas when I get out of the shower. I get invention ideas. I get like the whole movie as soon as I walk out the shower, and I come and write it, and I'm gonna sell those. But anyway, this is one. Well, it's time for them to pop the firecracker. This is what I want to tell you. Listen to this if you fear money. And I want to ask you a question. Do you fear money? Do you fear lack of money, or what's going to happen if you don't have any money? What do you need to think of in order to generate money? How do you feel about money? Does it make you nervous, afraid, angry, upset, distraught, terror? Now you know the emotions that's been holding your money back. It's not your job. It's not your economy. It's none of that. It's not your race. It's not where you were born. It's not who your parents were. It's not because they didn't set up something or none of that. The reason why you do not have money in your life like you desire, if you're living like that, is because you have a money rejection complex. What I mean by that is you have been programmed with the energy to only have enough for your needs. And that is extremely selfish because, number one, how are you going to enjoy a better quality of life if only your needs are met? How are you going to have a better quality of life if only your needs are met? You want a better quality of life than just needs. Now, as y'all are popping in here, I want to wait for a few people to come in here. I'm just going to keep saying that, really saying the same thing over because I'm just prompted in my spirit. But I just want to share this with you. What I've learned with through the law of attraction, or what people call, they have so many titles for everything. I call it cosmic law, universal law, not universal life. I don't sell universal life. Not at all. I sell a term. But if you had $1 million right now, what would you be thinking about? Would you be thinking about you wish you had $1 million? Would you be afraid of your bank account balance? Or would you be making plans on what you're going to do with that money? Now, you know what to do to manifest $1 million. You got to think like you already have it. So if you manifested $1 million, are you going to be shopping at Family Dollar? Or are you going to be shopping somewhere that gives you better quality? Nothing wrong with Family Dollar. Don't get me wrong. I ain't putting nobody down because there's certain things. I like Dollar Tree. I like their snacks because they go so fast and they stay so fresh they don't sit on the shelf long. I like Lay's snacks, and their Lay's snacks are never crumbly and they're never falling apart. And that's why I like Dollar Tree. But that's not what I'm talking about. Somebody asked me one time. They said, they didn't actually ask what they said. They said, When I get rich, I'm not going to be buying all that fancy stuff and this and that and that. And they say, what are you thinking? I say, well, this is me right here. When I had Walmart money, I represented that uniform well. And you can damn sure believe when I have Versace money, I'm going to represent that one well. Am I talking about necessarily designer labels? I'm talking about quality first. I don't want to put fabrics on me that the Book of Leviticus said that I shouldn't be weaving together because of their energetic stream that goes contrary to my energy. So you need to go back in there and see why God told them not to mix certain fabrics and stuff together. And don't eat certain animals, like eat the chicken and the egg. Don't do that at the same time. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know if it's true or not, but I do know one thing, that I don't like certain fabrics on my body. And I like high quality fabrics like Egyptian cotton and silk. I don't like polyester blends, none of that crap that they sell. Because energetically, it doesn't align with my energetic movement of my body. It has charges that my body doesn't like. It's like wrapping your car inside of a blanket that's emitting electricity. But this is what I want to tell you. Check this out. Check this out. Check this out. Listen to me. Listen to me. This is going to help you. What you need to start thinking about when you want to manifest is how you're going to feel and what you're going to do, and get so optimistic and so happy about that that you start making plans in your heart. Open yourself up to be a vessel to be filled. Take my word for it. It works for me. It has worked for me many times. If you are fearing money, it is because your fear is keeping the money away. So what do I do? You're going to have to train your mind. What do you mean train my mind? You're going to have to train your mind to think good thoughts. Is it going to be easy? No. Is it simple? Yes. Is it attainable? Yes. Is it easy? No. You don't know how much you control quantum physics with your emotions and how your neural paths change things around you. You think you're really just a human being walking around with two legs and 2 feet and two eyes just waiting to pass away. You don't really understand that you are a universal cosmic being that can alter time and space. Do you really know that? If you're here listening to that, you may have been wanting to figure that out. I don't know everything about quantum physics, but I do know what my inner being tells me. That's the truth. And I want to tell you something. If you want the dream job, you want the dream company, you want the bank account, whatever you want, you can have as much money as you want. They are not going to stop printing it. That's not your problem. The problem isn't that you can't get money. The problem is that you can't get a money vibration going. Your vibration is lack of money. And that's why you have lack of money in life. You need to start treating money as a welcome friend. What did Christ say do with money? Let me pause here. Make friends with filthy lucre. Let's stop right there. Make friends with filthy lucre. You know what that means? Do you know what that means? Luke, use worldly wealth to make friends, to influence people, to show them the light. Because with money, people will listen and will allow you to get into their hearts. And after that, it will have nothing to do with the money. Luke 16 and 9. Read that. I looked up every scripture in the Bible that has to do with money. And I wanted to see what God had to say about money. Make friends with filthy lucre. A friend is something you desire to have around you at all times. A friend is not something that you fear. And a friend is not something that you hate. And a friend is not something that you despise. And a friend is not something that you want to get rid of. And a friend is not something that you don't want their friendship to grow. Your friendship to grow. Make friends with filthy lucre. I'm telling you this because I love you. I don't know you. I don't need to know you to love you. I don't need to agree with people to love them. I don't need to agree with their lifestyle to love them. Just because it's not my thing don't mean that I'm going to dislike them or not love them because that's their thing. But one thing that I don't want to be my thing, and that is poverty. Because with a lack of money, there's no fun in that. If you find some fun in a lack of money, tell me where it's at. They say money don't buy you happiness, and they're supposed to. Money can't buy you. Money can buy you oxygen, though. They say money can't buy you happiness. It never was intended to buy happiness. You're going to have to become your happiness with or without the money. Think on that one today. If you fear money, your emotions are keeping it away from you. Take time to meditate and quiet your mind 15 minutes at the beginning of every day. Give the God in you your first fruits of the day. Don't give the God in you your attention after you've soaked it with social media and all of that crap that they put out there. All these pseudo-psychologists trying to tell you what to think and how to think and where to be and what to do. Give your inner being your first fruits of your attention in the morning. Just be quiet. Like, this is one that I use every morning. Actually, this plays all night. It's very simple, and it's called Theta Waves. And I got it off of YouTube. And I listen to this every morning, all night. The reason I do that is so I can calm down Robert's reasoning and Robert's thinking and allow the magnificent God that is Robert inside of Robert to have control of my intuition. And when you give the God in you just a few seconds of uninterrupted, pure thought of nothingness, you have opened yourself up to a vortex of endless possibilities. Slow down. Be still and see the salvation. Be still. What are you running to? Take time to let the God in you have influence over your intuition and point you to your every desire. If you delight yourself in the truth, the desires of your heart will just flow like rivers of living water. Have a beautiful and wonderful rest of your day. I'm going to take a nap because I got to get up tonight and DJ. Have a wonderful one. And if you're interested and learning more, or if you have any questions, I will be happy to answer them for you. Hit my LinkedIn or either my Instagram. And while you're over there, if you're in need of any financial services, maybe we can talk about those. Legal protection for artists. I'm dealing with a lot of artists who need a lawyer, but they can't afford to put one on retainer. I have a solution for that. If you're an artist, you are business. Take your business to the next level and get protected. So when people call you, you be like, no, you don't have to talk to me. I resigned from that. You can talk to my lawyer. Thank you. You do not know the power of how that feels when you can refer something to your lawyer. I'm not a lawyer, but I do have a service where you can purchase legal protection 24 hours a day. For a monthly fee. That's for people that have something to protect. Parental rights. Wrongful lawsuits. Debts. Music contracts. Promoters. Contract statements, terms. Consultations. I may all have some services that can offer you a better quality of life. I'm DJ Dr. Watts, a.k.a. Robert Watts, licensed life insurance representative. Have a beautiful and wonderful day. Bye-bye.